Yourself Miracles Session 2, Getting Anything You Want. Hey, welcome back, and congratulations in deciding to change your life and create Yourself Miracle. In this session, we're going to start you on the first step to success, deciding what you want. In the first audio, I explained that your thoughts determine what you are and what you will be in the future, and this is the key to being successful and realizing your dreams. When you concentrate on something and add strong emotion to it, such as fear or happiness, then you'll get it. In our earlier example, you will recall that I asked if you could find $1 million in a week. This question probably stirred little emotion for you, and you probably dismissed it as ridiculous or impossible. Once this was coupled with the fear of death, as in find $1 million in a week or you will die, your subconscious kicked in to supply you with the answers because the fear emotion was so strong. So when you create your list of desires, which you will in this session, you need to attach an emotional driver to each one. Just writing a list of goals, I prefer the term desires as it has much more emotion, will not achieve much. It's like when many companies develop business plans to raise money, they end up being just a tool to raise money and are never followed. But this is your life, not a business, so we need to treat this very differently. People always want to achieve something for a reason. When I was in my early 20s, I was working in a large corporation as a technician. In those days, I was crazy about motorbikes and used to wear all the gear, you know, leather jackets and all that sort of stuff. Now, my boss's boss never liked me and made frequent snide comments about my long hair and leathers. Now, I was a good technician, but this man refused to recognize this, and when it was time for my annual chat with him, he told me that he didn't like my attitude and I would never advance any further in the company as long as I had breath. I was furious and told myself that I would show this pompous ass what I was made of. I decided that the only way to make this man suffer was to be his equal, or better. So I went on a get promotion mission. Over the next 5 years, I went to college and gained 2 business and marketing degrees, took on projects which others wouldn't touch with a barge pole because of the risk of failure, got to know many senior managers in the company and sat promotion boards. By the end of all this, which had many stressful points, let me tell you, I ended up being Mr. Pompous's boss. His face was ashen when he heard the news. I couldn't wait for my annual chat with him to tell him that his career prospects were less than zero. I was going to wear my motorcycle jacket just to add spice to the occasion. Unfortunately, he didn't give him the opportunity and moved to another low-profile department. What I haven't told you was that I did everything I could along the way to poison this man, you know, slur his character and make senior managers think badly of him. This worked as nobody particularly liked him anyway. Now, I've got to tell you that I'm not proud of this, but I am proud of the fact that I went from a lowly technician to a head of department in 5 short years. That was a record for the company at the time. How did I pull this off? Was it the business degrees? Was it the risky projects? Well, they all helped, but it all started from my overriding desire to be this man's boss. This emotion was so strong that all the other stuff just fell into place. Once the emotional driver was in place, I quickly developed my plan, which was education, get my name known through risky projects, visibility with senior management, and the darker side of giving him a bad name. The desire within me for promotion was so strong that doing it was easy. I lived it every day. Many of my friends and colleagues told me I was crazy and I should chill out and go to the bar with them. But I always declined and pursued my desire. The emotion here was anger to begin with, which is a very powerful emotion and can be very useful to you if you handle it in the right way. But this changed the status very quickly for me. I actually forgot about Mr. Pompous quite quickly as I changed roles in the company. Now, I'm sure you can relate to something you've done in the past against the odds or outside of your comfort zone because you had an emotional driver attached to it. The most common one is fear. People do many things due to fear. Fear of poverty, fear of loneliness, fear of criticism, fear of debt. There are so many. Now, all of these are man-made fears. The only fear that we should respect is the fear of our well-being and physical security. You know, the message that tells you, don't go jumping off high buildings. Irrational fear is the biggest success killer. It's what stops most people from living the life they really want and reverting to the daily grind. Later in Your Self Miracle, I will be showing you how to tackle fear head on and develop a mindset that everything you want is possible and achievable. By taking action and pushing the limits of your comfort zone, you will grow as a human being. We were designed to do this, not to be lard asses afraid of our every move. Think about it for a moment. What didn't you do in your life because of fear? Irrational fear of not knowing how to approach something or someone to get what you want. You have no excuse. Today there is so much information available on every subject under the sun than there's ever been before. One of our greatest inventions, the internet, is at most people's disposal these days, and I use it every day to learn about new things. You can do this too. Irrational fear fuels apathy. You become lethargic and start to think to yourself, who cares if I don't get that promotion or meet my perfect partner or win that race? This is called rationalization, and we're going to devote a whole session to this later as it's so important. So, what came to your mind when I asked you, what didn't you do because you were afraid? Now, I don't need to ask you if you thought about this because your subconscious would have dug something up for you automatically. A classic example for me was swimming. I love swimming now and go as often as I can, but this was not always the case. When I was a kid, I was excited about learning to swim. But my first day at the baths was not a joyful one, as some of the other kids pushed me in the water and I panicked. After that, I had a fear of water for years, and I strengthened this fear by doing everything I could to avoid swimming situations. This was very difficult, as all my friends loved swimming and used to pressurize me to join them. I would lie and tell them that I thought swimming was boring, never revealing that I couldn't swim at the age of 20, as this would be far too embarrassing. This continued into my late 20s until one day I was on the beach on holiday in Europe and I saw all these other people enjoying themselves in the water. Particularly embarrassing for me was seeing the kids of 4 and 5 years old swimming like fish, and here was I, 29, and couldn't swim. So I said to myself, if they can do it, so can I. Well, that was it. On that holiday I taught myself to swim and loved it. In my 30s, I went to swimming lessons with my daughter every week to learn properly, and there wasn't any feelings of embarrassment anymore. My ability to swim and my joy in doing so all stemmed from that day in Europe when I decided enough was enough. All the years of hiding and missing out on this great activity had finally become too much for me, and this was my emotional driver. Missing out on something is another emotional driver which is very powerful. Studies have shown time after time that all successful people without exception had at least one written desire that they were driving towards. Whatever your views on this, I can tell you from experience that it works every time. I'm going to help you now by giving you some ideas for your probable list of desires. I say probable because I want you to come up with a number of desires and then prioritize them to just one or two. I and many others have made the mistake of trying to achieve too many desires at one time. The reason this doesn't work is that if you try to do too many things in life, you'll probably end up achieving none of them. You know the old saying, jack of all trades and master of none. You don't want to be there, believe me, and it's a very easy trap to fall into. Okay, so now get yourself some paper and a pen and let's start stimulating some ideas for you. The idea with this is that I will talk about some areas of your life, and if something hits the spot with you, then just write it down. For example, if I said, are you happy with your job? Then you might write, get a better job or start my own business. Okay, simpler. At this stage, don't give any thought to how you will achieve your desires or dismiss anything as impossible. Just write it down. Leave a fair bit of space between each desire that you write down, as you'll be adding more details a little later on. Okay, pause this recording if you have to, get your paper and pen, and let's begin. Okay, welcome back, let's start. First, we'll take a look at your business life. Are you happy with your income? Are you happy with your job or business? Do you need to improve your business skill set, like presentation skills, writing skills, leadership skills. Are you looking for promotion? Are you looking to start a business at home? Are you looking after your customers? Does your company offer a career path that is acceptable to you? Do you want to work in a different department or have a different role? Do you need to learn more about your business? Are you happy with the industry that you're in? Now we'll have a look at your financial life. Do you have savings? Are your savings working hard enough for you? Do you have debts? Have you considered investing in the stock market? Do you have a pension plan? Do you have life insurance? Are you in control of your finances? Is your bank giving you the service you want? Would you like to learn how the financial markets work? Are your taxes in order? Okay, we'll move on now to your personal life. Do you respect yourself? Are you happy with where you live? Do you own or rent your home? Is your home in good shape or decorated to your taste? Do you need a bigger home? Do you have a family? Do you spend enough time with those you love? Are you looking for love? Do you have a good circle of friends? Do you want fancy clothes? Do you have hobbies? What do you do with your spare time? Do you want to learn a new skill? How about learn to play the piano? Or the guitar? Or learn to sing? Or learn a foreign language? Or travel the world? Or write a book? Or take up a new game or sport? Or be better at a current game or sport? Okay, now we move on to your health, fitness and well-being. Is your health good? Do you have a good exercise routine? Do you need to lose weight? Do you need to gain weight? Do you want cosmetic surgery? Do you want to excel at a sport? Do you have high self-esteem? Do you need more confidence? Are you popular enough? And now finally, helping others. Do you do enough to help others? Do you contribute to needy causes? Do you have a feeling of love for others? Do you participate in community work? Are you active in your neighborhood? Do you give enough help to your family and friends? Are you a good listener? Okay, that's it for now. Hopefully you have a number of ideas for your list of desires. In the webpage link I gave you to download this recording, there are a number of other questions that may stimulate other ideas for you, which you can look at later. Okay, now I want you to prioritize the list that you've created. This is absolutely vital, so please listen very carefully. I want you to look at each of the desires on your list and conduct the following test. Now, read the desire you've written and then ask yourself, why do I want this? The answer should come to you straight away. When it does, write it down next to your desire. Here's an example. Let's say that one of your desires is to lose weight. This is a very popular one. Now, just writing this down will achieve very little, so you need to ask yourself the question, why do I want this? The answer you receive may have been something like, I want to be a size 10, or I am sick and tired of being overweight. Whatever the answer is, fine. Now, here comes the most important part. Ask yourself, what will this do for me? This question will reveal how strongly you want to achieve the desire and will conjure up emotions within you and a vision of what achieving this desire will do for you. Your answer to this question is probably going to be along the lines of, I will look and feel so much sexier and will turn a lot of heads, or something like that. Then you can visualize yourself walking into a room and people admiring you. Does that make you feel great? Of course it does. What we're uncovering here is your emotional driver, the reason that you really want something. In this case, it's being admired. The stronger the feelings that you create when doing this, the higher this desire needs to be on your list. Okay, I hope this makes sense to you. Under no circumstances must you skip this part. It's so vital to your success. Do you hear me? If you didn't understand anything, then play the recording back and listen to it again. Now, take as long as you need to do this, and then number your desires one through to the total number of desires you have left. One being the desire that conjures up the strongest emotion within you, and so on. Okay, pause this recording and do it now. Okay, right, welcome back. Now, I want you to focus on the top three desires on your list. It's now time to word these correctly and add emotional drivers to them. There are a number of important things to consider in the wording of your desires. I follow a well-known practice called SMART, which stands for specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and timed. Now, a desire just stated as, I want to earn more money in the next 12 months, is pretty useless, as there's no specified amount. This could be anything from pennies to millions of dollars. Do you get the idea? Good. The ability to measure your desire is also required, so you can see how well you're progressing. Sometimes this can seem difficult, but there is usually always a way you can measure something. You might think that learning or improving skills are difficult to measure. Well, let's say you've decided to improve your presentation skills. You can get someone who will be honest with you to track your progress, your boss or a friend. You could measure this by presenting to ever-increasing numbers of people each time or counting the number of mistakes you made. Just think of a way of measuring your progress because it's very important. Actionable means that you have control of the outcome. To set a goal of winning the lottery jackpot in 12 months is not totally actionable. Well, sure, you can buy lots of tickets, but there's no way you can influence what numbers drop. If you can, please tell me your secret. When it comes to realistic, I have two schools of thought and recommendations for you. If you stick to desires that always seem realistic, then you may never achieve your true desires. Remember the question about $1 million? Well, the majority of people will consider this unrealistic, but it can be done. I suggest you have one really big desire. It doesn't matter how crazy it seems. Let me give you an example. I set myself a desire to amass a crazy amount of money. I didn't achieve it in my timescale, but am I disappointed? Absolutely not, because I've earned a significant amount trying to achieve this desire, more than I would have done without it. But I will never give up on that desire. Now, where reality does kick in is having a desire to be the world's greatest soccer player if you're 58. Or wanting to be the most popular newscaster on the planet if you have a voice like two skeletons fornicating in a biscuit barrel. As for timing, this is easy. Always set a date for achievement of your desire. For example, I will have earned $100,000 by the 31st of October 2010. Or I will lose 30 pounds by 30th of April 2010. Okay, back to work for you. Oh no, Sledge, you're a real slave driver. Come on, this is easy and exciting. Take your top three desires and write them down in one sentence using the SMART process. Pause this recording and do it now. Wow, we've covered a lot of ground in this session. Now you need to determine your emotional drivers for each desire. Emotional drivers are things that stir strong emotions within you, like love, anger, status, pride, greed, jealousy, fear, and so on. Now, I wouldn't recommend using fear, anger, or jealousy, so let's use one of the others as an example. Let's go back to our income example, which was, I will have earned $100,000 by the 31st of October 2010. Then our emotional driver could be, I'm doing this to buy a car for my darling wife Jenny, as it will make her so happy and this will make her melt. Okay, now this may sound a bit cheesy to you, so write it in your own words, but remember, it must have emotion so that every day that you look at it, it will stir your feelings, which will empower you to action. Remember, when you ask yourself the question, what will this do for me? Well, you can use this answer as your emotional driver, or just refine it to make it really super powerful. Okay, go and write your emotional drivers for each desire. They can be the same or similar if you like. As long as they stir your emotions up into a frenzy, it's fine. Pause this and go and do it now. Okay, right, last step for this session. For each of the three desires, I want you to decide on one action you can do today or first thing tomorrow if you're listening to this late at night. These will be three small actions in total. Now, using our example of income, you could work out how much extra a month you need to earn to meet your target. Maybe you need a new job to achieve this, so it could be looking on the internet or a newspaper for a new position. Something research-based to kick you off. Go do it now, my friend. Whew, well, that's the end of this session. Getting anything you want. Well, not quite. Now, I sent you a link to download this recording. Also on that page, I want you to fill in your three desires, emotional drivers, and actions. I will look at these for you and give you comments if necessary. This will also trigger me to send you part three of your self-miracle called Planning for Your Success. Until the next time, my friend, and remember, I'm watching you. Go for it now.